Okay. Hey, Houston, we're about a 40-foot zoom now on the area of the Mesa and the Mat. How's that look? Houston, are you with us?
Roger, let's go to 50.
Okay. 50.
And come right about 3 degrees. Okay, good.
Okay.
This view showing loading more equipment on the Met.
Hey, you got the television camera there? Yeah, it's on the bottom. Okay. Bruce, as I mount these 70-millimeter cameras on the mat, I just put the little spring clips, I just pick up the whole mat, drag it along.
Okay, we got that, Ed.
Do that, make it get a little more weight on there.
Be sure you get the large scoop on the right place.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce, I've put on 2 Hasselblads, and I'm going ahead and get the 16-millimeter on, getting it out of my way right now.
Okay, at 2 Hasselblads plus the 16-millimeter.
Right. And I've just turned the TV bracket, and I'm hoping. Getting ready to open SRC number 1.
Roger. And, Al, have you got...
My television camera.
Roger.
Black and white TV cameras on the plus Y strut.
Roger, with the white surface normal to the line of the sun.
That's correct.
Roger.
Long dimension horizontal.
Roger. And on magazine, Charlie, I show you still have 3 minutes remaining.
Okay, we'll leave it on there then.
Roger.
Okay, SRC 1 is opened. Okay. Okay. put them in the pocket when he's through.
Shepard, Mitchell now on the north side of the lunar module Antares. They will later move the MET or pull cart and scientific equipment to the west. The camera will be repositioned following that movement. We show 1 hour of 50 minutes since cabin depress.
Okay, Houston Magazine, Double Dog and Double Easy calling on the MET.
Roger, Delta Delta and Echo Echo.
Jake and BB up low.
Still loading the MET, long list of equipment to be loaded.
I got three core tubes, no tabs.
Roger.
And Houston, I've finally succeeded in getting two way bags and one SESC in so far, in addition to the other things, plus the core tube cap assembly.
Roger.
Putting on the other SESC?
I got the other SESC now.
Very, very good.
When they start to move, Shepard will pull the Met. Mitchell will carry the LSEP package.
And Houston, I'm sealing the organic sample at this point.
Roger.
Okay, we'll put this one in the pocket. Get a map on the front.
Mitchell will be carrying the LSEP barbell style with the antenna mast serving as a carrying bar.
Still reading on even hundreds.
I'm not there yet. We finally got to touch the flight, no more.
21, Nancy.
Glad you're still with us, Bruce. Jay? Blake's down.
The crew will shortly be moving to their new position.
Okay, let's put that baby over here. That's your last item?
Let me double check. Let's see, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, this is gonna start a run down here. I think we're about ready.
Yeah.
That's a core 2 cap assembly, extension handle, two sets of tongs. We have a number geophone anchor on the front. We have the tether, the gnomon, the hammer, and the scoop. 3 core tubes, 35 bag dispenser, close-up camera, 2 SESCs, 270mm camera with color exterior, 160mm camera and 1 mag, 4 white bags, 2 maps, extra number geophone flag, large scoop is on, right, large scoop is on, and we're taking the trenching tool with us.
Okay, and you should have 16mm and 2 mags.
That's correct. We have a total of, three mags. One is almost used. The other two are clean.
Roger. Looks good.
With it?
At 2 hours, the crew is ready to move.
That is checked before you set up.
Okay, the LMP is reading 375. About 55%. Medium to low cooling. Doing great.
Okay, say again the percentage, Ed.
Looks like I'm reading 50. Oh, sorry about that. Man, it's hard to see. Yeah, I'm reading 55%, Bruce.
Roger.
You're reading more than that, that's great. Fine. No, I'm not reading more than that.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay, Al, is at 3.75, being 62%. And I have no flags. I'm on main cooling, and I'm very comfortable.
Roger out. Now we need to point the TV camera out to the ALSEP site.
No, I'll go get it. Let me boom on out and get that. I think I'll aim it a little bit to the left of that bright crater on the side of the west wall of South Dublin.
Hey, that's a good place, though. Hey, Al, if there's any uncertainty as to the deployment area, we'd rather go to a zoom of 100 instead of a zoom of 150. But if you think you've got a good site picked out now, we can go to 150.
I think we can find a good site. We may be a little closer to Dublin than the map shows because of the grade going up there, but I think there's a level site fairly close to the south rim of Dublin. And we'll aim the camera in that general direction and give you 150 zone.
Roger out.
Focus at infinity. Okay. And you should be able to see on the right side of your picture when I settle down here. You should be able to, hold on.
Al, you can get quite a ways further out if you want to. You've got a little cable left.
You should be, we're aiming right for the south rim of Dublin now. South rim of South Dublin. And you'll probably be able to see that bright star crater right in the very edge of your field of view. The F-stop okay?
Yeah, the F-stop's fine. I've got what looks like 1-2 ridges and then the horizon in the picture, and I see just past the second ridge, I see, looks like 2 craters in line. Over.
Well, it may be 2 small boulders.
Okay, maybe.
Camera pointing where the ALSEP will be deployed now.
Up out there, that fits the bill. Okay, I'll go pick up the barbell. Alright. The LR cube is here on the front step.
Al, this is Houston. We'd like to try F-22 and peak.
me just in time.
All right, you're Al, and we'd like to elevate a little bit so that we get the horizon in. Depress a little now. It's real touchy at this long focal length.
Okay, we'll try to depress a little bit.
Okay, that looks good for elevation, and if you've got us aimed at your proposed deployment site, we're go.
Well, it looks like that's the way we're going.
Okay, very good.
You'll just have to stay in that line of sight, Bruce.
Roger. You want a GCA? Well, our ASR isn't working very well, but if we can once get you in the field of view, we'll acquire you.
Right, I'm headed over that way.
Negative, Ed. I believe you're off to our left. Okay, you're coming in now.
Until we get up pretty close to the site. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop here and rest for a minute now. Let's turn things heavier than I expected.
Okay, Ed, we've got you in the field of view. Over to the left now.
Okay. Al should be coming in right now, too. Secondary impact right here, but there are so many different types of craters around here. We could spend the whole EVA within 100 yards of the limb. Okay, lead on, and I'll follow and watch the map for you. Okay, going to your right. proceeding over a very fine grain regolith we described before. Undulating surface.
Okay, you need to angle left just a little bit.
Upslope. Left.
Yeah, you're doing fine now.
Okay. Hey, Houston, this looks like brown talcum powder. It's so fine in most places.
Roger, the Met's going off to the right.
The angle is increasing now. We're Met's trying to find a smooth place to go.
I don't think let's go around this crater here. To the left, I think we can find our way down. Good heavens, that's a deep hole. Yeah, I guess we can get it, make it either way. Say again? Say we can make it either way. Okay.
See those two over there at 10 o'clock? You know which two those are on the map?
The two at 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Houston, we'll be dropping down out of sight for a while, probably.
Roger.
Going down in a depression.
Deep, very deep depression, compared to what it looked like. Over there about another 75 yards might be our answer. Right beyond these next two craters.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably a pretty good spot. Spread out up there.
Yeah.
The general area of the planned offset deployment now on the chart. It's in a depression. I think we'll move on a little closer to Dublin to give it a higher elevation.
Roger, you're visible from all about the arm pits up right now.
Okay. I think you'll press a little to the left now.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to. Nothing like being up to your armpits in lunar dust.
I think just to the left of that rock that's ahead of us, they provide a path through here.
And that seems to be riding very well, Houston.
It's bouncing a little bit, making nice tire marks, but not about to turn over. It jumps about a foot every time it hits a small rise, but very stable.
getting any dust thrown up by the tires?
It's a little bit bruised, but it's not, the dirt seems to be kind of clumpy. Okay, I guess that reach is the best place. I think so. How you doing? Fine. You still on your television, Bruce?
Yes, indeed. You're very well centered. And I can see you're
coming back in now. We're coming up to the grade here.
Roger, I can see your shadows now, so I guess, in fact, I can see your feet, so you're well in view.
Okay, about another 30, 40 feet, though. I think we're as good as we're going to get.
Yep.
Yeah, the level you're crossing here, Houston, is a grade going up to South Dublin is fairly consistent, and it's difficult to find the level place. Okay, let's sit down and look for a minute, though. Alrighty. See if we can figure where we are. I don't know, but what this ride we're standing on right here, it's about as good as any. Okay, now there's a,
Kitty Hawk reported visual sighting of Antares at a ground elapsed time of 114 hours, 48 minutes. Sighting occurred while in program 24, a computer program for landmark tracking. We're at 116 hours, 37 minutes. Two hours, 18 minutes since cabin depress.
Okay, I'd say we're probably about 400 feet out, almost directly out of plus. Plus X, okay. By, I think 80 meters in all the tryout. Look here. See the crater right in between those two traverse tracks?
Yeah.
See those two craters and that crater that you pointed out? That's, okay, I think that one between the traverse tracks is that one right there.
Okay.
On the hill, the two are right, those right over there. And the one you pointed out, this one, is that one over there and the big one behind it. Now I think it's out of sight. Unless it's that one over there. That's good.
Okay, where do you think we are?
I think that we are to the north. I think we're about CR. And let's see, we're south of that. We're about CQ.8 and 62.5, 61.5. Do you read that, Houston?
Roger, Charlie Quebec 8, 61.5.
Okay, move directly toward that big rock up there. About halfway between here and there. I think it's far right up in there.
Yeah.
Because I need this clear area down here for that bumper.
Okay, let's put it right up in there.
Right up there on that spot.
Yep,
you got it.
Okay, Houston, we're going to move about 10 meters to the west-northwest from those coordinates that Ted gave you. And that will be where all central station will go.
We reserve the right to change our mind as to where we are when we get up on the hilltop.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, I have to pull it over here a little, Ed. There's a crater there. Al, that's stopped right about where we are.
Okay, we've lost the med off to the right of our picture.
What's wrong with right about here? That gives me a nice clear shot down there with the thumper.
Do you still see Ed, Houston?
Yeah, he's at the extreme right-hand edge of our picture, Al, and you're off.
Okay, we're coming back on. This is where we're going to deploy.
Well, I guess the primary consideration, of course, is to find a good site, and our being able to watch you is secondary.
Yeah, we understand, but it's all pretty much the same. The upslope is about 4 or 5 degrees, pockmarked by all types of craters. They're all old craters, but nonetheless, they produce a fairly uneven surface. And I think we found a spot here as reasonable as we'll find anywhere.
Roger out.
Let's see. Well, those two craters right there are going to be in the way. I think I'd like to move back here about 5 feet rather than have to run through those going south. Or I can leave the central station about where I've got it. I mean the power generator. Think that'll be all right?
You talking about your number GFO line?
Yeah, still.
The line will put you right through those two craters. It'll give you a good reference.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go this way, so it's because I can't fire into that ridge. I've got to put it more north, right up that way. So I'm going to go right down across through there. Okay, this looks good to me if you're happy with it.
Well, let's see, southwest is right, from this spot is right through those two craters.
I'm going to have to go almost due south.
I mean, southeast, I mean.
I'm going to have to go almost due south.
And then you can go by the right edge of that baby.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Right there.
Okay, we've got a spot, Houston. We'll proceed with the deployment.
We're not quite as far from those coordinates as we thought we were.
Roger, and Darius.